So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Amy and Julie in Sacramento sent us some jokes, and Bill and Carol Stream, thank you. Actually, Bill said, I'm from Carol Stream, Illinois, United States of America, Earth. Some of you are signing your speed jokes that way so as to make sure we know you're not from Canada, where we're not going to send any mugs anymore. Don't ask. Michelle, Dave, and Jeff, thank you for your jokes. Celine and Gary. Joe in California, we got your joke. And Sue in Mesa, Arizona, thank you. And from one of our speed jokes, autographed coffee mug winners, Hey King John is the signature on my mug, dishwasher safe. I'm not sure if he wants the signature to come off or stay on. If he runs it through 100 times, can he get rid of it? In fact, Steve, I'm going to send you another one, because when you showed me that I'd sent you a mug and I signed it, I thought, it's not as pretty now. I'm going to send you one without the signature on it.
I like the one with the signature.
So that means you'll have two and I'll have none.
Andy, that's going to change today.
Okay, good. Hint, hint.
The signature will stay. Marlene here got us a special pen. Here we go now. Hey, what's the difference between a Canadian and a canoe? A canoe tips. Hey, King John, I think one of the most amazing displays of democracy in all of recorded history is that 1,000 individual islands came together to form a single salad dressing. Isn't that remarkable? What's red and bad for your teeth? A brick.
John, what do we want?
More questions.
When do we want them?
Thank you. I'm going to let you all think about that one. Last night, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in them, I'll never know. Say, I just had my first shot. Going to get my second one as soon as the waitress comes back. The world tongue twister champion just got arrested. I hear they're going to give her a really tough sentence. By the way, that kind of makes us think about the tongue twisters that we asked Dave Ennett to do last week.
Yeah.
Andy, you want to try one?
I'll try one, sure.
Stacy sent this in and said, please ask Dave, it's going to be Andy today, to say this one.
The sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep sick.
What? Wow. Now say it five times real fast.
Yeah, exactly. Five times real fast.
That's better. Maybe it's the sports guys who are used to doing play-by-play.
And yeah, the enunciation and all that. Yeah.
So nimble with their words. I was walking past a farm and a sign said duck, comma, eggs. And I thought, that's an unnecessary comma. And then I got hit by a duck egg. I'll do that one again. I was walking past a farm and a sign said duck eggs. And I thought, that's an unnecessary comma. And then I got hit by a duck egg. Jill Kellerhals passed along this free marriage tip. Don't ask your wife when will dinner be ready when she's mowing the lawn. Hey, honey! Bad idea, guys. My local bank offers mortgages with no interest, so I went in to ask for a loan, and the manager said, I don't care. That's good.
Yes.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I don't care. My friend said he had a trophy wife, and I said, well, I don't think she's really that pretty. And he said, I didn't say she got first place. And this is from... It was a participation trophy, but she is a wife. And this is from Alan Matza, who said, Dear King John, we listen to the segments online nightly with our grandson. It's great for us to share the laugh. Here is my grandson's submission for speed jokes. He came up with it himself. I was watching the sky today and saw a cloud that looked like my face. I asked the other people if they saw it, but they said they didn't. I guess I've really got my head in the clouds. You got a good grandson there, Alan. My best to him and to you all. Up and down, still somehow. It's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. I got to feature some Joni Mitchell on our Sunday Standards. I was listening to Big Yellow Taxi today and some of her other songs, and some of them are just lovely, maybe a little sad like this one, but oh, Lord, did she sing and write songs. Hey, send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com, and we may read it on the radio. You might win a Speed Jokes coffee mug on Friday. And you can always share them with your friends. Go to WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.